This week's Great Therapy is sponsored by Talkspace. Join Talkspace today and start the journey to happier, healthier relationships. Just visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code VINE at sign up. And Progressive. Get a quote today at Progressive.com.
Who's on with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your question, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
All right. Welcome to a late night grape therapy session. But your session is now starting. That sounded weird. Welcome to a late night grape therapy session.
Are you okay?
It is now starting. Well, no, because I always say your session is now starting. But I was saying welcome to a late night grape therapy podcast. Your session is now starting. Wow. That took me a while to get there, but we did it.
There you go. KB.
We did it. How's it going?
Good. I haven't been on the podcast in so long.
It's because haven't been home.
Since literally, I think, the tour.
Pino.
Wow, that's our boy just jumping all over the counter. See what happens when mom's gone for 2 months.
He got up on the counter and he got his bone. Okay. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Can you believe what is the date? So it is when this comes out. Well, it's technically the 23rd right now because it's after midnight.
Sure.
But this will come out on the 24th. It's the 24th of February. And I remember saying on January 3rd, as long as I make it to February, I could be like, okay, February is a short month and then it'll be March and then I'll be done the tour. And I have to tell you something.
What's that?
I'm already depressed for when this tour is over.
Yeah, but you're also, okay, but you also are excited for it to be over.
Totally.
Based on what you've told me. It sounds like a mix
of
both.
I'm so ready to just be in my own bed and sleep with you guys. And I'm so excited for all of the, like, to go back to a normal routine. But I'm doing a lot better with this tour than I thought I would. And although I'm having really rough sleeps and a rough time, and I miss everybody and I would rather be home. Can't you agree that I actually have been dealing with this better than you thought I would?
Actually, yes. Yeah, I think you've been dealing with it better than you thought. I think one of the big things is that you get along really well with all the dancers. And for the amount of the lack of sleep you've been able to get because of this travel schedule, I think you've been definitely grinding and you've stayed pretty freaking optimistic through it.
Yeah. I would say so. For me, let's just start this off by saying that we had a date night tonight.
We did.
And we had, well, your friend was in town, Hawk, who we love. And we played a little cards. We had a couple cocktails. We then went to dinner. We had some Japanese whiskey, some sushi, and now we're having some wine. So this is kind of like a fun little late night after hour podcast.
Yeah, this is beautiful.
So we never know what's going to happen after midnight.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I don't know. Come on, whatever. Anyways, what have you been up to?
Did you take an edible before?
No,
this?
I didn't.
You're acting like it.
Am I really?
Yeah, I'm like, do you want us? Do we start from the top?
Why?
Everything is so like, you're talking like this. And I'm like,
do we have an agenda here?
Or what are we talking about?
I'm like in a very relaxed state. I'm not in a like, let's do an interview. I'm in podcast mode. We've had a few drinks. I'm full of sushi.
Yeah. So it's nice. It's a good change of pace.
Yeah, let's just have a conversation, bro. Wait, am I high?
I was going to say, did you take an edible and not tell me?
No, tell me what's going on in your world. We have some exciting stuff coming up.
Yeah, we have the Restart Roadmap just came out. And so that's my book. It's Rewire and Reset Your Career. And the cool thing is Caitlin and I are doing a scrunchy collab with the book. So the cover of the book has really cool neutral colors. And the whole idea is if there's any form, any which way that you want to restart your career or yourself personally, this book is for you, right? Whether you're trying to make the biggest change or the slightest change, it's for you. And so what Caitlin and I did is we did an exclusive scrunchy launch. It's 2 minis. The colors complement the book. It is like a gold and it is a black velvet. And the only way you can get them is you go to therestartroadmap.com and there you can pre-order your book anyway.
I already pre-ordered mine.
Thank you.
I did.
So you could pre-order. Thank you, honey. So you pre-order on Amazon. You can do Barnes & Noble. So you go to therestartroadmap.com. You pre-order anywhere. And then once you do, you fill out this quick form at therestartroadmap.com. And you'll be entered to win one of these exclusive scrunchies. Now, the book is only $24, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. And the scrunchie bundle is retail $20, but it's free. So essentially, you're going to get almost the book for free. And we have 195 only of these Restart Roadmap scrunchies. So that's what you do. You go to therestartroadmap.com, you buy the book, fill out the form, and we have 195 that'll go for free.
First of all, I want to say I'm so proud of you for this book because it's been like 2 years of you working on it, and I know how hard the audio book was. And it's like, that's not an easy thing to write a book.
It's probably the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life, because you anything you put on paper, if you're going to go through this process, you want to make sure you are so vulnerable and so real and that you really add value every single page.
Well, not only that, but you're so educated that it's like, it's not like you're just throwing shit on paper. Like, you actually know what you're talking about, which is nice.
Yeah. And I think the cool thing about this book is there's facts also with stories through the Wall Street days and the things I saw behind the scenes in TV, all of those. All coming back to the core of how you can restart your career from branding and negotiating and being in the right industry and seeing and really understanding where you are today and why and how you can get on the path that you want to be. Because it's just so sad. I think so many people are born into this blueprint that kind of shapes the direction you go. And unfortunately, you become like a puppet on a string and your entire story is being written for you unless you could take control of that and really do like a third degree priority probe on yourself to understand where you are, why you're there, and how you can get where you want to be, as opposed to kind of where life has led you.
Mm-hmm. I'm like living all of my dreams and I still want to read it. Not even because it's you.
Yeah. And I think one of the cool things about you, though, is I talk a lot about the blueprint and I have talked about it. I would consider you a blueprint breaker. Like, in our lives,
I'm a blueprint hater.
You're a hater and a breaker. Yeah. But like, if you think about breakers, let's talk about them real quick, right? They're people that have done it their way, the own way, which isn't the way society has told us to do it, who have achieved outlandish success. You got people like Oprah, Stephen King, who was a gas pump attendant, a janitor, a teacher. He had so many different jobs while trying to write when everyone's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And finally, Carrie hit. You look at the guy who started Etsy. Everyone out there knows what Etsy is. He failed every single class in high school, but he had an A in art. Everyone told that guy he was a loser. He started doing trade with his tenant because he couldn't afford the rent. So he said, I'll help you with what he was good at. And succeeded. And people that have done it their way, as opposed to the way that education and society shapes us, are the people that are constantly achieving outlying success. And you don't have to be the founder of Etsy. You don't have to be Oprah. You don't have to be Stephen King. But imagine if you could slightly break the blueprint.
What if you were like a Craigslist Oprah, you know?
There you go. But you always said, college isn't for me. Everyone's like, what are you doing? You go to college. You're like, no, college isn't for me. I'm going to dance.
Can I tell you something that nobody really knows?
Yeah.
My really, really good friend group in Vancouver, mm-hmm. I found them leaving me out of things when I worked at a restaurant, when they would go do like...
Of course.
What do you mean, of course?
No, I'm saying, no, I mean like, I mean
like,
that's...
I was like, oh my God, are they ashamed of me? Thing. Because they were all like crushing their careers and I was just working at a restaurant and I found that they like didn't involve me in as many things as I wanted to, where now they're like, I don't want to call anyone else specific because they're not like the greatest friends.
Sure.
But my best friends are in a big group where now it's different.
But Kate, that also, like, I think they're the blueprint breakers. Like, you know, we talk about The Rock or like these people that we know fell on their face,
we know the
broke.
Rock.
The Rock, the one, the only.
We know broke Dwayne
out of NFL career, nowhere to go, and just look where he is today. Mm-hmm. But my brother was the same way. Like, he did all these things when he was young, like magic and theater, mm-hmm. that weren't the popular norm, and he was left out of certain situations and even bullied. But he knew what he loved, and he always chased it, never against the societal norms or the peer pressures. He did it his way, and it wasn't the easiest path for him. But he's like everywhere in life he wants to be right now, running a Broadway marketing firm, working with the biggest and best in the business. It's the dream. And I think you did it that way too. and you've like when you were working in the restaurant industry, you knew that wasn't end all be all. You were applying to different shows. You were still trying to pursue like different opportunities. And so I consider you a blueprint breaker. Not me though. Took me a while.
Yeah, you are definitely not the blueprint breaker, but that's okay.
Speaking of blueprint breaker, though, what I'm starting to notice is you're starting to break the whole blueprint with your style game lately, too. Can we talk about that? Could I have the stage to talk about it?
Sure.
You're taking on this different style. Like, so Caitlin,
I think it's
walks
from being around with dancers.
Caitlin walks in today, and my buddy Hawk and I were like, whoa. What? I mean, first of all, these shoes, like, where did you get these shoes from? They are pop in the whole outfit. Like you had this sick outfit on and then the pop. What were those things on the side? Those dragons or something?
No, 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 no. I wore two different shoes in the time that you've seen me today.
Okay.
The first pair where you said they were popping were these. I've put them on my Instagram stories before. They have like a little leopard moment on the back, but they're like a brown boot with a like wedge and they're right. Dolce Vita.
I
pump Dolce Vita's tires all the time.
Love that.
I'm obsessed.
You're rocking a lot of their gear, yeah, huh?
Because, well, first of all, I'm not even just saying this because I got a brand deal with them like a while back. I actually am obsessed with their shoes to the point where I was like, Cleo, can we do a brand deal with Dolce Vita? Like, can we try and get them on the podcast or like some sort of sponsorship because I wear their shoes so much. And then I was wearing a biker short with them.
Yeah.
And like then,
ooh, I like the biker short was into though.
Yeah, biker short with a high sock under the boot and a Def Leppard shirt.
And the one thing I don't want to overstep is Hawk said, so my buddy Hawk, he looked at your shoes and he's like, I can't tell if you just walked out of a pro dancing stage, LA, or you just look super famous. But those shoes do one of the three.
Really,
yeah, those were the three things. I was like, what?
That's so fun. I just feel like when you're around, I'm constantly surrounded by creative people in my life right now. 9 to be exact, every single day, and then more on the dance floor. But on my bus, there's 9 people who are just, they have deep conversations, they're creative, they dress unique. Like, and I feel like my brain shifts into my more creative side when I'm around these people. And that comes out in style, in I've been doing different things with like makeup and like reading different books and like all these different things where I'm like, I don't know. I like it.
That's amazing. Yeah. I think it's so cool. That's so cool.
I really like it.
This episode of Grape Therapy is brought to you by Progressive. What's one thing you'd purchase with a little extra savings? A weighted blanket, perhaps? Smart speaker? That new self-care trend that you keep hearing about? Well, Progressive wants to help make sure you're getting what you want by helping you save money on car insurance. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save over $700 on average, and customers can qualify for an average of 6 discounts when they sign up. Discounts like having multiple vehicles on your policy. Progressive offers outstanding coverage and award-winning claim service. Day or night, they have customer support 24/7, 365 days a year. When you need them the most, they're at their best. A little off your rate each month goes a long way, so get a quote today at progressive.com and see why 4 out of 5 new auto customers recommend Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2020 and May 2021. Potential savings will vary. Discounts vary and are not available in all states and situations. Okay, so much of my happiness in life really does come from the relationships I have with the people I love, but things aren't always picture perfect. Relationships can be really hard work, especially with the ones that mean the most to you. We've all struggled in a relationship, whether it's with a friend or a family member or a significant other, and talking it out to a licensed therapist can really help you navigate through the difficult times. I know therapy has gotten me through and continues to get me through bumps in the road I have in the relationships in my life, and I'm just really thankful that I have someone to talk to when things get tough. Talkspace is such an incredible resource for relationship issues or honestly anything you're going through. Talkspace gives you unlimited access to a licensed therapist so that you can clear up any confusion that's going on and focus on what matters most. And that is being the best person and partner that you can be. Whether you've been married for years, you're re-entering the dating scene, or you're just trying to be comfortable with being single, talking to a therapist can really help. Plus, Talkspace makes it so convenient to talk to someone on your schedule through messaging or video sessions whenever and wherever works for you. Join Talkspace today and start the journey to happier, healthier relationships. Just visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code VINE at sign up. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com with promo code VINE.
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Now back to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Hey, wait. Tell people the debate we had that I think I'm definitely in the minority here, but I did not know the name of that band on your shirt.
Death Leopard.
I did not know Death Leopard. It's so bad. I know, but once you sing that, of course I know that song. But I didn't know that was Death Leopard.
Well, now you do.
Should I phone a friend and see if they know Porsche Some Sugar on Me?
Jason, all of you your friends would know Porsche Some Def Sugar Leopard? On Me. No, they wouldn't know it's Def Leppard.
Oh, you don't think so?
No.
Okay,
no.
So then we won't phone a friend.
You're also a very younger generation. In 3 years, what difference do you mean of us.
Know? Oh, yeah.
That's weirdly, true. That changes everything with TV shows.
That's true.
I bet you don't know what Lamb Chops is.
No idea.
Hey, it's Lamb Chops. Play along where kids come to play along. We got a lot of good stuff
is
for
this
you.
I think this is a Canadian thing.
No.
Lamb Chops is not American.
No, because yes, it is because Brit, we were talking about this in the dressing room and all the other girls who were younger didn't know. And Brit and I were like, oh my God, Lamb Chops. And then this is a song that never ends. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was. And they'll continue singing it forever just because this is a song that doesn't end. Yeah.
Did you have Barney or no?
Duh.
Oh, okay.
My sister and I sing Barney all the time. It's a sister song. She's my sister.
Did you do Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah, duh.
Did you do Snick?
No. Snick? You just made that up. You're like,
no, I swear to God. It's
Barney?
No.
Snick?
Wait a second. Are you serious? You don't know what Snick is?
I don't know what Snick is.
Seriously? Snick? Snick is Saturday Night Nick. It's Snick. Saturday Night Nick.
Nickelodeon?
So Nickelodeon, every Saturday night when the parents would go out, they'd bring you McDonald's and Snick would have, it was kind of like Saturday Night Live, but for Nickelodeon, you would have like all the different shows in a row and it would end with Are You Afraid in the Dark?
Oh. I kind of know what you mean, but I was more like TJF.
Mm.
Full House, Sabrina, the TJ.
You have it. Got stunna.
Wait, Jason. May I have
guts.
A humble tire pump for a second?
Yes, but do you know what guts
Melissa
is?
Melissa Joan Hart, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, texted me the other day.
How'd she get your number?
Robin, my masseuse.
Where does she live?
I actually think she lives in Nashville.
I used to have a crush on her.
Yeah, who didn't?
Wow.
Sabrina the Witch. Yeah.
Wait, and she lives in Nashville? Can we go get a drink with her?
She has a podcast that she wanted me to come on.
I used to always be jealous of her secret powers.
Oh, and that one closet she'd go into?
Do you remember Alex Mack?
Yeah, of course.
That was my favorite show of all time, and I haven't thought about it in forever.
Alex Mack, wait.
Do you not know the other weird confession is the other day, like when you were gone, as we're talking about childhood, you see these Pokemon cards? I used to love Pokemon cards, and I bought four decks for $20. Look at.
Oh, my God.
And I got holographic. I swear to God. Do you know how excited I was about this?
Mm.
Are you judging me?
No, I'm just kidding. Alex Mack, she's the girl also from...
Pikachu, are you kidding me? Clefable? Hologram? First edition?
Alex Mack was the same girl from 10 Things I Hate About You.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
You know what song I love?
What's that?
It's my new jingle for the hotline. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it. What's the hotline?
Oh, what? Do you even follow me, bro?
What's the hotline?
It's the Off the Vine hotline where the new Grape Therapy.
Do?
What?
I don't know. Tell me. You're on it. Honey, my head's spinning. I'm on it.
You're on the hotline right now. We prank call people. We listen to voicemails. It's a hotline.
Oh, really?
I prank called somebody the other day.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I've done it the last few weeks.
Wait, stop it.
Welcome to my life.
Can I prank call? Can I just like hit someone random on my
phone?
Yes,
we do it all the time.
This is
no, Jason, listen.
Wait, should I prank call someone we know?
Listen to this. I prank called. So a girl, there's probably ones on here. So a girl wrote in and she said, we moved into a new house. My boyfriend is convinced it's haunted. Will you call and be, I forget the girl's name, the previous owner and say that you feel really guilty because there's a medical emergency in there. And if there's spirits haunting the house that you'd like to offer to pay to cleanse the house.
Wait, what?
So I called this guy, Tyler. And I was like, hey, Tyler, it's, I forget this girl's name. It was like Celeste or something. And I was like, look, I've just been really thinking about this and I can't hide this from you. But I just wondered if you've had any paranormal activity because there was a medical emergency and that's why we sold the house. And he was like, what?
Wait, what?
Yeah, prank called a guy.
Oh my God.
I also prank called a guy who everything was going wrong. He was going to some PGA thing, like some golf thing in Florida. And everything was going wrong with his flights and the Airbnb. And I called and pretended to be the Airbnb owner saying, sorry, it got double booked. We're going to have to cancel your reservation. And like, it's so funny. I've been doing prank calls the last like 3 weeks.
Did you take an edible?
I did not.
Because like your voice is still like soft and your eyes look stone.
Jay, I've had some drinks.
Yeah, but you've only had a couple.
Yeah, like, but I'm relaxed. I'm at home. I've been on tour. I'm just in a really good place. Let me sit in this moment.
I'm into it. You're like super zen.
I'm really zen right now.
Did you prank call? Did you prank, like growing up, were you a prank phone caller?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember? Okay, this is like a throwback to childhood. Do you remember there was that one site? I'll never forget. There was a site you could go to and it could get hit it. And it was like, it could be Howard Stern.
Yeah.
And it would work really well though, right? Yeah. And you just click the big buttons.
I do remember that.
We are old, eh?
I'm older and I don't feel old. So, no.
I feel very zen. I need a little bite of what you had.
I'll have what I'm having.
Well, there was this one time. And so I guess my question is, I don't know if I want to share my name. I have a really good confession for you.
You were literally trying to remove my dog's nipples with tweets.
I just called to say I love you.
Oh, that's nice.
That's my little hotline jingle.
Oh, intro. That's a jingle?
Yeah.
Okay, now what do we do? Do we call someone?
So... No, we've got voicemails to listen to.
Okay. I want to call. So it's so late though.
Okay. So that's, do you like the little hotline jingle?
Yeah, I do like it.
And that's my dad at the end. I'm just calling. Is that Haley? I love you. No, it was a bunch of different people that I've prank called and that I've been listening to voicemails from. Okay. Before we actually hop into voicemails, I just have a little update for the listeners. Okay.
Okay.
So like I was saying, last week I prank called the guy and told him his house was haunted and asked if he was experiencing paranormal activity. Well, his partner recorded it and sent us the video to watch.
I can't wait. Let's hear it.
What was that?
Said the girl that was the previous owner of this house, there was some medical issue or accident here and asked if any... paranormal activity here.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What? So someone died? You didn't think anything was weird? You're like nonchalant about this.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do?
If somebody died in here...
This is the most Canadian couple ever.
No, don't message her on Facebook.
I don't know where...
It's supposed to be a prank.
From who?
Caitlin Bristow.
What the f*** did she call me?
Because it's a prank call for her podcast, and I nominated you. What? And so I came up with this plan because you're always bugged out when we talk about ghosts and spirits in the house, and I thought you would have like reacted. I thought you would have had a much better reaction.
Oh. Sorry, disappointed.
Thanks. I thought his reaction was pretty good. By the way, that is Blake.
Blake
the
Moines.
Dude from that literally sounds like him.
That's hilarious. Well, he's Canadian.
Oh my God. That was
so
amazing.
Funny. He literally was hilarious. Like, no. And then you like looked back and I remember sitting there in the silence, like in the silence. And I was like, oh my God, this is so weird.
That's amazing. I want to prank someone. Okay, so you have a live show coming up here in Nashville.
Yeah.
April 4th. Can I come up with a really good prank and prank someone that day?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my God, I got to get someone good.
What would you do if you got that call about paranormal activity in this house?
I don't know. I would like not want to tell you because I feel like you'd freak out.
Are you kidding me? I would love it. I already feel like there's paranormal. Remember I told you back in the day we had to call 911?
Oh, there was a ghost last night, by the way. Yeah. There was a ghost.
See, I love that.
No, 100%. So,
what do you mean I'd freak out? You'd freak out. I love paranormal activity.
Really?
Yeah, I already feel like there's a ghost following me on the bus. His name is Tommy, and an aura orb keeps hanging out in photos of me.
Did you have an imaginary friend when you were younger?
Yeah, of course.
What was their name? Mm. And how long?
I truly don't remember, but I remember wanting one, so I made one up, but I don't remember the name or anything. But anyways, tell me about the ghost here.
So the other last night, Hawk and I were on the couch, and the door made a sound like someone closed it, mm-hmm. right? So, of course, the dog goes nuts. The dogs go nuts, and I go over there, and I was like, what the hell? But no one was there. And Hawk goes, that's a ghost. And I go, I think that was a ghost too. But the dogs would not leave. They kept barking. I'm like, and I open the door. I go, guys, there's no one there. Like, you know, mm-hmm. stop. We're good. They kept barking. Hawk goes, dead ass. He's like, oh yeah, it's a ghost.
Yeah, for sure.
But you think there's a ghost in here?
I called 911 4 years ago because the TV turned on out here and just started going up full volume. And I thought someone was luring us downstairs.
You called 911.
Eight cops showed up,
no,
Jason.
No, you did not.
Well, somebody else did. But yes, eight cops showed up.
No way.
Yes. So I
Because a TV went on?
Jason, do you want to hear the full story?
Yeah.
I was...
Shortened version.
Okay. Shortened version. I was renovating the bedroom.
Okay.
We had a mattress upstairs, and I had a medium on my podcast the day before, and I was asking her, I said, so do we just have to like ask for a sign from a spirit and they'll show up? And she was like, yeah, I mean, you can do that. So we asked for a sign, and we said to thou shall not be named as grandpa. Doesn't matter. But we were like, hey, like, show us a sign. And we went upstairs because the bedroom was being renovated. There's a mattress up there.
This is some weird shit here.
Went to bed. And after saying that, at 2 a.m, the TV down here just turned on and the volume went up, 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 up. And we were upstairs. And I was like, someone's downstairs. Somebody's in the house. They're trying to lure us downstairs to get us down there. We called 911. Eight cops showed up and surrounded the house.
Outrageous thing I ever heard.
And they were like, it's the TV. And they're like, but you'd be surprised how many times people call us about paranormal activity.
Weird. I mean, maybe that was the same ghost coming back 4 years later. The other day when I was sleeping, the alarm went off and the dog went nuts. And the alarm went off saying, right window, broken into.
Yeah, I remember you calling me.
And I went nuts about that. But the alarm was like, and I went out, and then I don't know what happened. Did a whole thing around the house. It was fine. Went back to bed the next night, same time. Right windows being broken into, and it goes as loud as you possibly can. And it somehow, we still don't know, there's an automated alarm going off on a nightly basis. I called them, and they're like, yeah, we don't know who set that. I'm like,
that's
is someone messing
ghost.
With us?
No one's messing with you. It's freaking...
You think there's a ghost here?
It's Sean's grandpa. Just kidding.
What?
I'm just kidding.
We got to get out of this house. I'm packed as fuck. I already hate this house, so we got to get out of here.
Hey.
I'm proud of you. I think it's a very cozy house.
I love it so much. I've done so many renovations. It's so cute.
You've done a lot of work to this house, and it's a great home. But it's time to go.
Yeah, I agree.
It's time to close the doors.
It's also time.
And do one of two things. Sell this house or make it. It'd be interesting to see what the Vinos thought.
Yeah,
because part
want me
of
to
me
rent
is like, we just, yeah,
pad.
Make this a bachelor pad. We blow it up, like do all this like bachelor stuff. We have a Spade and Sparrows wall. We got all this stuff going on here.
Yeah, but I would be so scared that somebody would hate me and they'd be a hater and they'd trash my house.
Well, you have insurance. That's okay. Yeah. Should we do that? What would you call this house?
The Bachelorette Pet.
The bitch.
I would call it the slayer layer. You just bring home dudes and have fun on your bachelorette party.
You're fucking out of control. You know that? Out of control.
I'm just kidding.
The slayer layer, like single chicks only?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, I'm joking.
Can we play a game? You and I come in as the host and we'll bring in a single guy and like see who's the fit. Bring in Hawk into the house.
Well, maybe.
All right. If you are an OTV listener, there's another podcast that you might want to check out. It's called Busy Phillips is Doing Her Best. And it's hosted by, obviously, Busy Phillips. You know her from shows like Dawson Creek. Oh my gosh. The best. Freaks and Geeks, Cougar Town, Girls 5 Eva. Also, she is one of the original Instagram influencers, if you can even believe. And she now has a podcast with her creative partner, Casey, who is a longtime like comedy writer, TV producer. So they talk about how they're trying to do, you know, their best in these challenging times. And every episode, it's just, like, packed with laughs, but also some truly like emotional moments and tears. So keep some tissues or a sleeve handy. Most episodes have an interview where a celebrity guest shares their story about a time they faced a major pivot in their life. Busy and Casey produce the entire podcast independently because they love and believe in small businesses owned by women, and they wanted to have one too themselves. So the podcast started as a way to help people feel, I think, a little less alone during the pandemic. And many listeners comment that downloading an episode is like meeting up for coffee or going for like a walk with your friends, which I love. I want people to feel that when they listen to mine too. So new episodes drop Wednesday mornings. So subscribe and download on any platform where you find your favorite podcasts.
This is Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Can we get into the hotline? Because
the tangents on this podcast are the most out. There's no podcast in the world like this because there's no format. It's just a complete flow of hilarity.
You're ruining the format. I literally have a plan here and you keep going away from it.
You showed up stoned as shit.
I didn't. See, this is why there's a format. You're breaking it. This is the hotline and the segment is called Take It or Leave It. And it's where Vinos call in and we give advice. And this is for you specifically.
Oh, cool.
Because you give really, really good professional advice. So I wanted to save some of these voicemails for you when you came on the pod so you can help me help my vinos. Are you ready?
Okay, that sounds amazing. Let's go.
Hi, Caitlin. My name is Katie. I'm also Canadian. We have a lot in common, actually. And I don't know if you'll hear this. I'm a huge fan, but I love the new segment, whether or not you actually answer my question in particular. I just love listening and hearing you talking to the fans, and we're so appreciative of you. We love you. Anyways, I kind of wanted some advice on being an entrepreneur and being your own boss as a creative person, because we kind of have a lot of crossover in terms of music interests, comedic interests, theater and performing. And right now I got a full-time job. I'm turning 28 soon, and I haven't really worked hard enough to pursue being my own boss, but it's my dream more than anything to do what you do, and to, whether it's making videos on YouTube or podcasting or recording more songs and hopefully getting picked up. I want to take that chance, and I just want to know how you went about doing that for yourself and how to be your own boss. Okay, that's all. You're awesome. Bye.
Isn't that sweet?
That's very sweet. That is so sweet.
I know.
I have some news for that
person.
First
of all, Katie from Canada, thank you for the kind words. That's so nice.
Katie from Canada, that is so sweet. That is so sweet.
Yeah.
Here, what's your, do you want to give your advice?
No, I actually saved this voicemail for you so you could give advice. Because my advice is just so, I'm like such a woo-woo little weirdo that I'm like, well, write down your goals, manifest, listen to manifestation podcasts, listen to YouTube videos, do meditations on it. Like, mm-hmm. But I think I'm more of like a dreamer and you're more of like a logistic, like, here's how you make it happen.
Yeah. First of all, this question is perfect for anyone that picks up the book, The Restart Roadmap. Anyone. It is literally the perfect question. And I'll give a quick answer so I'm not ruining this segment because I know you have more people. But She said, I'm wondering how I want to be my own boss and that I have these dreams and aspirations. No one can answer it but yourself. What is going to get you to actually do it? What is your breaking point to the fact that you're going to be motivated every day to do what it takes? It's 168 hours in a week. There is so much time to do with what you want and how you want. What is it that's going to drive you? For me, what drives me? Well, the reason I go full speed, every day is exactly what she said. I never in my life ever want to have to work for someone I don't have to work for. Mm-hmm. I never want to be in that position. I never want to be in a position where I'm finding the most outrageous coping mechanisms of that I've ever endured to just be able to fulfill the God. But what do you mean?
Do you think anyone out there in this world wants to?
Please? Oh, 100%. I mean, I don't think anybody wants to, but I think people have the ability to endure it, but they have a breaking point, right? So for me, it was like 9.5 years. I felt like when I went to work on Monday, I was in handcuffs. And when the door opened on Friday, it was like a breath of fresh air that I was released for the weekend, right? And so that still didn't break me. I kept doing everything I should be doing right then to fulfill the job that I had to do because I had bills to pay. I had student debt. I had to take care of it, right? So I don't think anybody wants that lifestyle. For 9 years, I didn't want that lifestyle. But the question is, what is it that is going to get you to do things different? What is it that's going to break your habits? What is it that if your ability to make music is your goal, that's your dream, what is going to get you to actually do it?
Like networking, going out to events where there are people in music, finding social media groups. Like if you are surrounding yourself with people that are in the world you want to be a part of. Is that a big part of it?
I think that's a huge part of it. I think, and then, so that's one of the chapters is taking the work out of networking because your network will make you, it will get you to the places that you want to get. I think, Caitlin, you do this exceptionally, is if you have this dream of writing music, everybody in your life needs to know about that dream. Everybody that you're related to should know that dream. Everybody that you work with, you should live that dream. You should breathe that dream. It holds you accountable. But the amount of people that can help you achieve that dream and the amount of people that will do things to introduce you to people that will help you get to where you want to be. But the amount of people that are so scared to put that out there is incredible because they're afraid of failure.
Okay, but here's an interesting fact. Ariel, she put out her chapstick, R-E-L, mm-hmm. Rel, Ariel, yep. Which I'm a big fan of. This is a shameless plug. I love supporting her. She didn't tell even her best friend about her dream to do this, and she's been working on it for years because of that. She didn't want to put it out there because she didn't want to be held accountable because she didn't want the pressure of everyone else asking, when is it happening? Well, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. She was like, I wanted to just keep it to myself. It was so exciting for me. And I wanted to make it happen in my own time and in my own way and then put it out there.
That's fine, but you're going to delay everything. You're going to delay the learning curves. You're going to delay everything. One thing I'll never forget is when I'm sitting down with A-Rod across from him, I'm doing all this research on his stuff. And I look at the guy who is one of the best athletes of all time, one of the most compensated athletes of all time, one of the best businessmen that's ever touched athletics, that he's been an athlete and now owns a team. He's the most fouled MLB player to ever exist.
You think he's a good
human?
And he's
still one of the most, a great human. And he's one of the don't believe everything you hear, most relevant people in pop culture. There's almost 8 billion people on this planet. How are you 1 in 8 billion? And his answer was, I'm in the sixth gear all the time. I'm always going 100 miles an hour with the things I want to achieve. And when you're always doing it, though,
that is so intimidating to some people.
I understand that. But take this lesson away from this, is that when you're always going full speed at the things you want, you're living life in the fast lane, what you do is you learn quicker. Because he talks about the fact that he hit 1,000 home runs. But how many times he struck out, how many times at practice he f***ed up, how many times he had droughts where he could never hit anything. And he's like, I would never be where I am today if I didn't take as many swings as I did to learn all the things that are messed up about me. Because every time I take a shot, every time I do something, I'm instantly getting more information so that I could be better at what I'm doing. It's almost like, think about like dating. Like the more you date, the more experiences you have, the more you learn about what you want out of someone, and the more you learn like what you should avoid in red flags and things like that.
I totally agree with that, but I'm such a believer in not putting yourself in the sixth gear and going full speed at everything all the time to get to where you want, because I think there is a level of exhaustion and anxiety and comparison and stress that comes along with doing that, where I believe that sometimes putting yourself in that sort of unrealistic gear will drain you. Where if you, I succeed if I am balanced. I succeed if I am sleeping in, if I am meditating, if I am going to therapy, if I am putting myself in.
But the difference between you and that is that you understand the path that you're on right now. Right? Like, you know the path that you want to be on and what
but
you
I've
want to
been
achieve.
Like that for quite a while.
But you've, again, that's why, to go back to our start of our conversation, like a blueprint breaker, you always have known what you want out of your life and what your career is. You know what your dreams are. You know, you've been able to manifest
it was
this
never
stuff.
Specific, like it's, though.
It was 3 years ago. You said you were going to literally win the mirror ball.
Oh,
like
that,
you do
yeah,
these things.
Very
you know, 6 years ago, you said you're going to have a podcast in which you will host live events. And 5 years later, you do it. You have always had a vision and been on the path. The difference between you and literally almost every human walking the planet is they haven't found the path. They haven't written their story. They've been persuaded and pushed in directions that they're unhappy. They're unsatisfied with their careers. They can't stand their bosses. They can't stand their peers. They don't have the satisfaction in the work life that you get. And because you've achieved that direction and you know what you want, the balance for you is what brings out the best Caitlin Bristowe.
But I knew what I wanted when I was 22 and just decided to surrender to the universe. I'm very different.
You didn't surrender, though. You knew what you wanted at 22, and you kept working in the restaurant industry so you could do things during the day, so you could apply to Big Brother, so you could go on that other one show, so you could work on dancing,
yeah,
so you could cheer in the AFL or the AFL. Whatever. So
CFL!
So you actually didn't succumb to it. You didn't go to school. You did it your way and no other way. And it wasn't a matter of if Caitlin got lucky. It was a matter of when it was going to happen.
Yeah, I do agree.
And if it wasn't The Bachelorette, it was going to be something else because you're naturally talented and you knew what you wanted. The problem is people grow up every day, 4 years, 6 years old, 8 years old. They have these dreams. They have their aspirations and they get washed away by all the things in society that wash dreams away, and they don't stick
so
to the plan they have.
What is a short answer, one sentence
we
from
got
Katie
into this.
From Canada on being your own boss? If you could sum it up, everything you just said, is it go into the sixth gear and work hard on what your passions are?
No, it's being your own boss is one of the most challenging things in the entire world. And if you can't identify in the mirror to yourself and no one else, when there's no technology and there's nothing around, and say, this is exactly why I want to be my own boss, and this is exactly what's going to motivate me to do it every single day with everything I have. If you don't identify that, you'll never make it as your own boss, because it's so challenging to be your own boss.
Oh, I saw a meme that was very funny, and it said, I was never meant to do a 9-to-5, so I became my own boss, and now I work 24/7.
It's nonstop. Yeah. But the thing is each of those people that are their own boss are motivated in so many different ways. Some people are motivated by impact. Some people are motivated by never having to work for anyone. Some people are motivated by money. Like, you have to figure out what is it that motivates you and identify it exactly and put your plan together to do it.
Okay, Vinos, producer Madison here, chiming in to say that Caitlin and Jason obviously had a lot to catch up on since they haven't seen each other in a while. So we're going to be back next Thursday with a part two of Grape Therapy.
I'm Caitlin Bristowe. Your session is now ending.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
This February on Pluto TV, we're putting the spotlight on iconic black talent. Watch your favorite movies like Top 5, 48 Hours, and More Than a Game. And drop in to binge black TV classics like The Bernie Mac Show and Moesha. Pluto TV has hundreds of channels and thousands more movies and TV shows all for free. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start watching today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.
Hey everyone, you might remember me from Teen Mom 2, but my 15 minutes is almost up. So I'm back with another podcast. I'm your barely famous host, Kale Lowry, and I'm catching up with people from my past, putting my asses on the hot seat, and chatting with TikTokers, influencers, and other reality stars. Get weird with me every Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast One, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.